All right, welcome back to Bottles and Bottles, the uncut, unfiltered, unprepared podcast where we talk a little bit about whiskey and a lot about the journeys of becoming a first-time dad. Today's going to be a lot about finances when having a baby and kind of what to plan for and what to think about. Now, before we jump into that, I've got a special crew with me. I was blessed with my brother coming into town. Kyle, how are you?
Hey, good.
Good. And then my lovely...
very pregnant wife.
Very pregnant wife. And we're at, what, 38 weeks now?
38 weeks and 3 days. Basically four, because the day's almost over. We'll say 38 and four.
Okay.
The baby's not coming tonight, so well, 38 and four.
You never know.
You never know, but I don't think so.
There's still time.
Still time, but baby is cozy,
yeah.
I think, for now.
Well, that's great. So thanks for joining us. I know we've been a little sporadic, and sorry if you're watching YouTube, we may get a little distracted. The Cleveland Guardians, I always want to say Indians, but the Cleveland Guardians are currently playing Tampa Bay, and we're up one game, right? Best of three wild card series. So
we're in the 12th inning, so yeah. We can't turn it off now.
We can't turn it off, but we also know that Kyle's in town from Columbus, and he's got two little ones down the street napping at grandma and grandpa's house. Yep. So we also have to be conscious of your time. So that's kind of what's going on today. Now, before we get into that, I did bring a bourbon here, and this is Michter's Small Batch. So Michter's has their own distill. This is aged and bottled in Louisville, Kentucky. I don't know a whole lot about it because you don't see a lot about this stuff in Ohio. Like it's kind of rare, depending on the season, but this is the first time I've had it. I believe it's a 90. What is the proof on this?
Can you grab that?
97, somewhere around there. It's
91.4.
Okay. So 91.4 proof.
Have you had this before? Either of you had it?
No.
I've not had this, again, because it's not that easy to find around here. I've been seeing more of this lately and more of the rye, but there are some that they don't even sell in Ohio. So it just kind of depends on the season, but I figured this was a good day to pop it open while we're watching the Tribe game and talk about some finances. So now you haven't had this before, have you?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
It's good. Definitely a lot of like vanilla and caramel. I just get smacked with vanilla and caramel.
That's a good fall.
Yeah.
Bourbon.
100%. And this is also, so usually I'm on with Adam and Bill, and we've kind of worked out a lot of the kinks of being on video and on a podcast and stuff like that. So today was a very rushed setup, and we just kind of plugged in and we're like, okay, let's go. So right now, when I'm trying to look over at my wife, I'm just staring at the microphone.
I know. But, I just see like a bar.
Yeah.
And I just see your face.
Yeah, that's okay. All right, cool. Well, let's dig into this real quick before we get into the finances of a baby. Kyle, can you tell us really quick? You don't have to say names or anything like that, but how old are your kids, boy, girl, that kind of stuff, just to let the people know.
Yeah, so we've got a girl that's about to turn 4. Mm-hmm. And a boy that's 1.5.
Okay. And then right now is nap time, hopefully.
Yep. Yeah.
Hopefully nap time. Okay, cool. So you're, you know, almost 4 years into being a parent. And for those of you who don't know, Kyle got the brains of the family. He's the very like analytical, always been, you know, straight A student kind of person. So when I need financial assistance or financial help, he's the numbers guy. I always go to him. And that's why this is such a great topic for us to talk about today, because we've done everything that we can think of so far. And you've kind of helped along with that process. Bill and Adam have helped along with the process of, you know, we have all the basics down, the eat, sleep, play, and poop whole thing. You know, we've kind of covered that with the baby. Literally could come any day now.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm going, okay, what else can I do? We have everything else prepared. We haven't really dug that much into the finances yet. So I'm just curious, right off the bat, if you had to put a number on what we can expect to budget for on a monthly basis for a baby. And I know this is going to change.
I feel like that changes just from the start to like 3 months in, probably, depending on.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Man, I'd have to like really sit down to try to put a number to it. But I mean, you asked me that earlier today. Yeah,
he's got notes. We usually come very unprepared. You know, this is the
unprepared podcast.
Unprepared. And,
because it's Kyle. He would be prepared.
Kyle is always prepared. So he did take some notes, which, I mean, in this situation, you kind of have to. Yeah. You can't just throw out like random numbers. Like you kind of have to write something down. So what do you...
Now, let me just clarify. You said I like numbers. Yes. Which is true. Numbers, graphs, charts.
Correct.
Any of that. But I have absolutely no like real personal finance training or education. Giving,
we're not giving financial information.
Everything's just been trial by air, trial by fire.
Yes.
My own experience. So
yes. For
better, legally, for worse.
And we legally have to say that. We are not giving you financial advice. We are just talking about what you have done and, you know, maybe put some ideas in our heads on what we need to save and all that kind of stuff on a monthly basis. Sure. So
thinking through, like, obviously there's like one-time purchase things that you guys probably have, you know, the crib, the car seat, stroller, that type of thing, which you could, I don't know, argue is part of a budget or whatever, but it's not like an ongoing expense. Right.
Right. Right.
So, which I think we're done with all the big purchases.
Yeah, I mean, we've got all the big stuff down. So it's, you know, when I'm thinking monthly, and maybe you have this written down, but I'm thinking, you know, diapers and formula.
Yep.
That's as far as my mind goes.
Sure. Well, I mean, it was funny. You first asked me and I thought of like, you know, maybe five or six things right off the bat. But then as I'm thinking, I'm like, oh, well, there's this and this and this, and like the stuff just kind of adds up. So like, you got diapers and wipes. And the diaper trash bags, like if you have a specific trash can for the diapers.
Do we need specific?
So the diaper pail we got, I don't think it actually requires specific bags. I got like one set just to have, and then I guess we'll see how it goes. But it's the Ubi diaper pail.
Okay.
And don't believe that you need specific bags for that.
I think you're right. I think I remember reading that somewhere.
I think that was, we got a different one for each kid. I think that was the first one we had, which is true. You don't need like their brand, but it's still not like your regular kitchen trash bag, which I guess you could, but
I figured we would try them first, and then if we like them and want to keep buying them, I don't think they're like $12.99 or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But still an expense.
One I didn't think of. Okay.
Yeah. Clothes. Right. So they grow very quickly. So, I mean, like you said, within the first couple of weeks, even you might be buying new clothes.
Oh, for sure.
Like they grow so fast.
Yeah.
Well, and you guys did what we are doing and didn't find out the gender. And I just feel like if it's a girl, that budget's going to go up a little bit more, probably because girls just the bows. Yeah. I feel like girls just, their outfits are different than boys.
Bows, more accessories.
Right. Sure. I feel like we actually saved some on that because we could have bought a bunch of clothes like, oh, if it's going to be a boy, well, this, that. Like, we bought some neutral stuff that's going to get us through the first, you know, month or so.
I feel like we don't have enough, I feel like. And everyone keeps saying you're going to get stuff and you're going to buy stuff, but
we don't have enough. Two sets of grandparents nearby. I mean, we're going to be flooded with clothes, not to mention a brother who has both a boy and a girl.
Right.
He'll take any hand-me-downs.
If you can find them, you can have them.
Okay. All right. So trash bags and the and clothes.
Yeah, clothes. So binkies. Mm. So, you know, we had heard, some babies prefer this brand of binky or a different one. And we didn't really believe it till we lived it. And that was
that's a real thing.
Very true with our daughter. Like she'd take any binky, but like for sure she had her favorite brand.
Yeah. I think it was that Bib. Is it the Bibs brand?
Yeah. Yeah.
And of course those are like the most expensive binkies.
How much are we talking? Like how much do those cost?
I think they're like $15. For maybe a two-pack, or maybe one. I think I put one set on our registry because I knew that's what she preferred.
The first time we like lost one or dropped one or something. I was like, oh, whatever, we'll just toss it. And my wife's like, no, that's like super expensive. Like, we have to go find it.
Go sterilize
okay.
it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good to know.
So like you'll, and then with our son, he's never liked a Binky. We bought like dozens of brands and just never took a Binky.
He's
so,
just ball all day long.
Right, ball. So anyway, like you might buy like a whole bunch of different types of Binkies. And then when you find the one.
Okay.
You'll probably buy a couple
That's
sets
That's good
of those.
To know. I think Fair we enough. Have three brands right now.
And, okay.
Because I
okay.
heard like get a couple, but don't get too
don't
many.
Go crazy.
Yeah. Because yeah, yeah. they may not even take it.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. So kind of budget for a couple of those. Hold on. Biganine's play. He got him.
Sorry. I don't know if I'm supposed to clap,
top,
but
that's
I have
fine.
To.
Top, right. of, top of the 12th
wow.
inning. And they had a guy on, I think, first and third.
Yeah. yeah. Wow.
We just locked him down at first base. Hopefully they don't challenge here, but. Okay.
I don't know.
Right. Back to the discussion.
Sorry.
Burp cloths. So with our daughter, she spit up like a lot.
Oh my
god. And all yeah. the time. So we went through so many of those and we found different brands, right? So typically they're just the regular rectangle.
Yeah.
And they did okay, but like it was still just a mess all over the place. So then we bought the can we say brand names? Is that
yeah,
okay? Is
of there, course.
Okay, I don't know.
Of course.
So we bought like the Burt's Bees because they're really thick and absorbent.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they were skinnier. So it wasn't as much surface area.
Okay.
So then we found these ones that were like in a C shape. So they like kind of hugged your shoulder.
Yeah.
And came around like the front of your chest, which was awesome.
That seems like that would make good sense.
It was like our absolute favorite. And then, second baby comes, couldn't find them anywhere. Like, I don't know if the company quit making them or like nobody makes it. Like, they were super hard to find.
Mm. I do remember those with your daughter.
Yeah.
It's so hard not to say the name, but I do remember those. And they're like, they actually did like provide, like, it was almost like wearing like half a shirt. It felt like, you know, like
yeah.
you really got the coverage.
Yeah. And honestly, with her, it was to the point we would just, she had a bath towel wrapped around her at all times. So, you know,
she
people come over.
Yeah, she spit up all the time.
We just pass her under the bath towel.
So we got, I think we got just two brands for now, the muslin like ones and then the copper pearl.
Okay.
They're like really thick.
Call on the field stands, by the way. They just challenged that call out at first
good.
Base. So.
Nice.
All right. Into the bottom of the 12th we go.
Yep. Still 0-0.
Okay. Burp cloth.
So then, I don't know. This is probably a minor extra added cost, but like you got more laundry, especially if they like
detergent
spit up a lot, like our daughter did, where it's just you're going through so many sets of clothes every day.
That.
So you got like the extra, detergent, water, electricity, whatever from running.
How many outfits would you say you? I mean, I know she spit up more than your son does, but like in a normal day, like
man, with our son, I mean, early on, like they're. Regardless, like they're always spitting up or blowing out their outfits. So, I mean,
I can't wait
with him. I'd say it was usually no more than like three, maybe four outfits
a
day.
I know. And that's what I,
3 to 4 outfits a day.
I mean, that was on like a heavy day, I guess.
We don't even have that many outfits for the baby. Like,
we're going to be fine.
No, I know. But I would think about the clothes and like just, we really don't have a ton. And then if we need to change an outfit 3 or 4 times a day.
I'm telling you, and you've already said it, you know, once we find out boy or girl, all you're going to be doing in the hospital is online shop. We're going to get home and we're not even going to pull into the garage. There's going to be a mound of Amazon boxes. I mean, it's going to be insane. I mean, we're going to have to give the Amazon people like a hefty tip come Christmas time.
I have to leave out one of those little treat boxes. You know, the people do that. Like, thank you for your time.
Yeah. I mean, my Lord.
Yeah. They come often.
So we're going to be fine there, but that's a good point.
That's a lot of outfits. Yeah. I mean,
So with our daughter, with all the spitting up, I mean,
she was a fountain.
I mean, it was like, like while you were changing her, she'd be spitting up again. It's like, we got to take this off. We just didn't even get it zipped up.
I remember that picture from, I think it was her baptism or maybe her cousin's baptism, just like projectile vomit, coming out.
Oh man, actual perfect timing photo.
We got
right when the shutter goes off, there's just a fountain of white coming out of her mouth.
I mean, my wife's got a whole folder on her phone of photos and videos because it was all
and
the
I remember
time.
That one video too in the snoo.
Yeah. Oh, geez.
Oh,
so, I mean, there were a lot of nights where when our daughter was young, she was up needing to feed in the night. My wife would be feeding her. I'd get up, I'd do a load of laundry because we're out of clothes. Yeah.
Makes sense though.
Okay. So anyway, added laundry costs.
Okay.
You had mentioned earlier formula, if that's something that you end up needing.
Yeah.
This is not financial, but I guess I'm just going to ask it since we're talking about it. Did you guys have formula on hand for either?
We had it. So with our daughter, it took her kind of a while to figure out like the whole eating thing.
Yeah. Really.
Okay.
So we had those little, like, you can buy the powder, right?
Okay.
And you mix it up yourself. We had like the pre-mixed already liquid formula things. They're just like, I don't know.
It's probably like the ones that are in the hospitals, like those little ones. Okay.
And by the time she was eating more than that, we had kind of figured stuff out.
That was something we had talked about. I'm like, the plan is to try to nurse, but if it doesn't go well, what are we going to feed the baby?
That's actually a good point. I don't know what the hospital you're going to be delivering at. I don't know what their policies are. The hospital we were at, they like really did not want to give formula. Yeah. Like there's like hospital, like breastfeeding certifications or whatever. So like that was their real focus, and they try not to give formula unless necessary. So what we did with our son, we just bought some of those bottles and brought them to the hospital with us.
That's a good idea. Like, just to have
in case. Now he was totally the opposite and had no issues.
Yeah.
With That's eating good. Right from the get go.
I know nothing about formula. When I hear formula, I think of Formula One, which is like that, the NASCAR racing thing. That's what I think. Just to chew on that more.
Well, great. Formula is what we will give the baby if the baby doesn't breastfeed.
Right.
So.
I know that, but like, can't you just like purify some Cocoa Puffs or something and just put that in a
blender.
Yeah. Right. Just, we got that food processor. We whipped it out the other night. We'll just Cocoa Puffs, all the good cereals. That's kind of what I'm thinking.
Give it some Mitchell's ice cream. Oh, that's probably what it's used to anyway.
Now we're talking. There's your formula.
I know this flavor.
Caramel fudge brownie? Oh yeah, I know what that is.
All right. So formula. What else we got on the list?
We got bottles. So same thing with the Binky. You know, there's different brands of bottles out there with different, like the nipple tops that they might prefer this one or that one or whatever. So you might end up buying three or four different brands of bottles if they're not like a big fan of the first one or whatever.
Yeah.
And even like when you do find the one that's good, you know, after a while you may just want to refresh the supply, or you lose some, or leave them at restaurants, whatever the case is.
Okay.
So extra bottles, blankets and swaddles. Like if they're, you know, if they have a favorite way that you get them wrapped up to fall asleep, or whatever the case is, you'll be buying some of those. That might be kind of considered like a one-time expense thing.
Depends. Yeah.
It depends.
Right.
We went through, our son, like it was so different. Their sleeping. Like our daughter was awesome. Once she like learned how to sleep,
she's
been great ever since. And then our son is still, has a real tough time. So we went through so many different types of like swaddles and
so even
wraps
with,
and stuff.
Because you have the Snoo bassinet, that's what we got as well. So even despite having the Snoo, because I know they have their specific like Snoo wraps, you guys did try different ones as well.
Yeah. I mean, for like, I don't know, nap times or whatever the case was, just trying to like hold them to like calm them down or whatever.
We have a couple, just like swaddle blankets, but we didn't get any of the like Velcro strap ones besides for the Snoo. So that's something we
tried like one or two of those with him. Okay. I don't know. We're ready to just try about.
Yeah. You try anything at that point for sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you end up needing, I don't know if you guys have like extra car seat bases for like grandparents, if you have other like caretakers or whatever, that could be an extra, like, you know, we got like our one car seat with our daughter at first and we're like, oh shoot. Like
it would
be way easier just to have the base,
You
know, a couple extra bases and whoever might be driving her somewhere or whatever, and just be able to click the seat part around and not have to do the whole seat belt.
That's a good point.
Strapping and unstrapping and all that.
We're lucky enough to have gotten that covered so far. Yeah. So that's,
but that would definitely be a big expense. Oh, I mean, that's like $150 or so, depending on the brand.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So baby adjacent, I guess, would be like shipped, a shipped membership, which is like through, like if you want like Target delivery, they use shipped. Shipped has like, they contract with other, like the local grocery stores or convenience stores or whatever, just because like you're tired, you're wrapped up in like new parent life or whatever. You don't have the time to like get out. It was, I mean, like a lifesaver.
So, well, hey, luckily for us, we have a shipped service and it's called Grandma and Grandpa because they live down the street. So there's another check off our list. But
is that something you, is it like a membership you sign up for?
Yeah. So
I don't know much. I've heard of it.
We had like the Target app and they do, like the free. Yeah. You can do the free drive up. And so we, the one day noticed like, oh, delivery. Sure. We'll do that. And
yeah.
It's like, oh, that's an added expense. Like, sure, whatever. I think it's like Amazon Prime. It's like $100 a year or something. I think,
and it's so worth it.
I don't know if you can do monthly or whatever. Okay. But,
that's a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, we certainly get our money's worth.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you still use it now?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's great.
Good call.
And then like DoorDash or any other like meal service, like, I don't know, Blue Apron, any of those kinds of things. Like again, just like the
fresh.
HelloFresh.
Yeah.
HelloFresh is the other one. Yeah. We're giving all these shout outs to companies. And not that they need it, because these are all very well known companies. But
I've never tried any of those.
Clearly not associated with anybody. No. We're just here just having a conversation. But
just all those things that it's like, you know, to kind of make your daily life easier, more convenient, or you can fit it so you're not eating like cereal or peanut butter bread like every meal day, which
kind of do that
isn't a bad thing. I don't know.
I think 50% of my diet is peanut butter sandwiches. So,
you might be okay then.
Yeah, I'll be all right.
Possibly a new phone or new camera. If, you know, if you haven't been like a big picture person before baby, you may become a picture person after baby. Or even if you were a picture person, you're like, that's my wife. Like, she always has taken a lot of pictures, but now it's like quadruple.
Ramped new up. Level.
Yeah. I know you guys got the DSLR, you got new lenses, you got everything going there.
And then all the photo storage, right? Whether it's the hard drives or cloud storage. Yeah.
Family photos too. I feel like that's something, I mean, that's not like a necessity, but like we did get a newborn.
Something a lot of people do, right?
Yeah, newborn, and like a newborn photos photo or like shoot we got.
Annual or biannual, like you go wherever and have family
fall, photos like fall taken. Fall pictures or whatever,
sure.
Okay. Those are good things. Geez, I mean, I feel like we're already broke. Baby's not here, we're already broke.
I know.
Kids are a lot of money. Everyone says that.
Depending on your health insurance, like, I mean, you're married, you know, some health insurance companies will like consider you a family now. So you could have, you know, 12 kids and it's the same premium.
Yeah.
But sometimes it might be like, as you add a kid or like, as you add kids, your insurance premiums might go up.
Expenses goes up. Yeah.
Might be something you have to budget for. Doctor visits, whether it's just the regular well visits, maybe you have a copay, or there's certainly going to be a lot of sick visits mixed in there too.
And they have so many pediatrician appointments probably the first year, but like at least the first 6 months.
Right.
Like, we're going to be living at the pediatrician.
Yeah. Well, and we're so blessed with Morgan's job being that she works in the hospital system that we're going to. I mean, obviously it's not like we get it for free,
right?
But we get a very good deal on it. But it's a good point, because I know there's a lot of people out there. You know, I've got a couple of friends who are, they work for themselves. They don't, you know, they have to go through a COBRA or whatever health insurance is just available to them. And a lot of that is not included in your plan. It's something we talked on, you know, about early on when we first found out and we started this podcast. And Adam, that was like one of the first things Adam asked me. He's like, what's health insurance like? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't have to worry about it because I know Morgan's in that situation. But I think early on, that's a great thing to jump on. Hopefully before you get to the 38 week mark,
you should have figured out. Yeah.
Sorry. I don't know what happened just there.
I didn't see that.
Something crazy.
Stolen base.
Something's going on in the we call it the tribe game, but it's the Guardians game. And it looks like something's going on in the field.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Okay, so health insurance, you know, take that into consideration. Your expenses might be going up depending on what your health insurance covers.
Yeah. The big one, possibly depending on your situation, the most expensive monthly cost.
Oh,
I would have thought it was diapers.
Excellent guess.
Okay. It's not diapers. Oh boy. I honestly have no clue. I mean, okay.
I feel like we here's hit all
one,
the big
here's
things,
one
but...
thought would be yeah. child care.
You got it.
Oh,
okay. That's it.
There you go.
So child care is a huge one.
Duh,
again,
that would be way more expensive than diapers.
Yeah. We moved, we lived down the street from my grandparents. Your dad is
your
retired
parents.
Or your
baby's grandparents.
The baby's grandparents. We, your parents are, your mom still works, but she's going to be helping out. Your dad's retired. Mm-hmm. Again, we're kind of blessed with that. And with your schedule, I work from home a decent amount. So, but absolutely.
Yeah, we are
very
fortunate.
Yes.
For that. But childcare, I've heard on average can be like
$1,000 to $1,500
a month.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
That's the lower end. I'm
right.
Sure.
Yeah. Depending on like how many days a week you're going, they have some that are like, I don't know, full service is the right term, but it's like you just show up with baby. You don't have to bring like diapers or like clothes or food or anything. They have it all there. So
you
you're
just
like
toss
paying
them out
for
the window
convenience.
And keep driving. Right. See you later.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, that can add up quick. And then if
I didn't even think about childcare.
As you add on children, you know, that expense can really start to pile up. Sure.
Okay. So that's why you really can't place a number. Like when I asked you how much should we budget, it really depends on your situation. Yeah. But all of these things that we've mentioned, now you can go on the high end, you can go on the low end. There may be certain things that you want to splurge more money-wise. You don't need to buy a ton of fancy outfits. You don't need to buy a ton of fancy binkies,
pacifiers, absolutely,
that kind of stuff. So it's all dependent on your budget, but these are all great ideas of what people out there who are, you know, expecting, you know, they can start to look at these things and go, okay, here's, even though we have a little bin full of binkies, we need to factor in that we could possibly be needing more because maybe our baby doesn't like these, or maybe we lose them, or, you know, this happens, like just kind of budget for that kind of stuff. So that's awesome.
I mean, to be honest, like ahead of time, we didn't try to budget or plan. We just kind of let it fly
and I feel like
see what happens.
Probably what most people do.
Right.
I would think. I don't know many people that plan that far, and, you know.
Yeah. Well, and again, I don't know, like it'd be near impossible to try to like
give a number,
pick a number. I mean, you could probably come up with a wide range, but
yeah. And like you said, it like certain things, like the baby may like the binkies that we got, so we might be set for the bottles and we don't have to worry about childcare, but other people may.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone's situation, I guess, will be different.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good point. So is that all of like the material items?
I'd say that's, the vast majority of the material items that I could think of, at least.
That's great. So there's some ideas for those of you out there listening or watching of some of the things you might have to budget for on a monthly basis. Even if you already have them, it's still good to kind of round in some numbers. Maybe we'll put that in our budget because I like to budget. Mm. You know, maybe we'll put in an extra $15 a month just in case we need to pick up those extra binkies.
Yeah.
And that's totally cool. But there's some ideas. Now there's one more question before we jump off and finish watching the tri game here, because it is still going on. What are we at?
13th
inning. Okay. Last question. With financing, I've heard a lot about 529. We're talking what can I do? Because we're going to get money from grandparents, and you know, you get those from your godparents, and you know, friends and family. People just give you. Those of us who are fortunate enough, they want to give a gift. Sometimes they give you money, right? Mm-hmm. What do I do with that money? I've heard a lot about the 529. Have you guys done that? What is that even?
So again, this is just us trying to figure it out on the fly.
Yeah.
just based on stuff I've read or come across or personal experience, whatever. So I seem to have come across two like main options for like saving for college or your child's future. The 529, which is geared primarily towards college education or like higher education. And then there's I believe it's UGMA or UTMA, which is from my very basic understanding, is like you're opening just a general investment account for the child. So you would like be the owner of that account.
Sure.
But then when they turn 18 or there's some age range, I think possibly depending on what state you live in or something, it would automatically like be turned over to them, and they could use it obviously for whatever they want. And
it not be just like education.
Right.
Because a 529, it's set up for education, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if I believe, I think you can use that actually like preschool through through like college? High school.
Yeah.
Or is it college?
Well, in high school or college, you're right.
Right.
But like you can, like if you're going to a private school or whatever, like you can still use that. I would feel like most people are going to save that. And that's going to be utilized for college tuition and college housing and things like that. Now, what happens if you want to, what if that kid doesn't go to college?
That was my question. Cause there's so many like trades out there right now that are so popular. Yeah, I'm like, well, what if you save all this money and then your kid decides I don't want to go to school.
So I believe that it, even if they go to like a 2-year trade school, something like that, it could still be used for tuition or education expenses for that.
It can. I looked that up. Just because I was curious. I do remember that it can be used for that.
And do these accrue interest or no?
It depends.
Oh,
so okay. most of them do.
I know nothing about any of this.
So
which is really
I think each state has their own plan, or they have different plans you can choose from. You'd have to do a bit of a deeper dive to figure out like why you'd pick one state over the other. I think the rules change, depends on what state you live in, what state's plan you invest in.
Yeah.
I believe for our state, it's most beneficial to use our state's plan.
Yes.
Which is what we do. So we have the Ohio 529.
Mm-hmm.
Going back real quick, yes, like what if your kid doesn't go to college, like any type of higher education?
Yeah.
I believe you can transfer any funds in one child's name to another child's name.
Okay.
If you chose to do that.
The first one bails out, the second one just gets really lucky.
All. All right. Or they can just keep that account. They can use it like a regular account. However, any withdrawals that they would make, they would have to, I believe, pay tax.
Yeah.
As if it were income, as well as a 10% penalty.
Because everything else,
if it's not being used for like a qualified education expense.
Right. But if it is, it's non-taxed, correct?
Right. Yeah.
That's one of the benefits of doing a 529.
Right. Exactly. So, So the, I guess the benefits of like, why would you choose a 529 over the UGMA? My understanding is a certain portion of the money you invest or put into that fund, you don't have to pay state tax on for the year that you fund that account. And then if it's invested, any growth that it makes, like capital gains, would be tax-free.
Yeah.
When you take it out, which would be different than your traditional like taxable investing account.
Right.
So you log in, create an account, link a bank account, deposit money. And they make it really easy. I feel like their website is really user-friendly to choose like what different options. Do you want to invest it and do it all yourself?
Mm-hmm.
You have that option. Do you want to pick one of their plans? You have that option. And their plans are broken down really simple. It's like you can choose like how many years do you expect between now and when that child will start college? Type in that number and they're like, okay, buy this fund.
So it's got like a calculator.
Right. Cool. And then it starts off with like more aggressive investments. So like higher risk, but higher reward. And then as they get closer to that college age, it becomes less and less risky.
Okay.
But you don't have to do anything. You just pick it once and that's it.
What website is that? Like, is that through a bank or?
No, it's through Ohio 529. I want to say the website is College Advantage.
Okay. But you can probably search up.
You can just Google Ohio 529 or whatever state.
Whatever 529.
Yeah.
So
they have that like age range choice. You could also pick like, maybe you don't want it to become less risky over time. You're like, no, I'm all in it. Let's just go aggressive the whole way through.
Yeah.
You can choose your like risk tolerance.
Okay.
And they've got funds for cool. that again, where you just pick it once, or you have the option of just letting it keep it safe. Like it's basically like a savings account. Yeah. It might grow, have like a minimal interest that you're going to accrue, but you don't have to worry about like a stock market
right.
having a bad year or two.
Okay.
Right when they're about to hit college and
yeah.
Yeah.
Wipe out just 20% of their gone. Funds. Right. So okay. it gives you options, and it's, like I said, I think really user friendly to see like yeah. what you're picking, what you're getting.
Well, and I know I've deposited for the kids' accounts, mm-hmm. like for birthdays or baptisms yeah. or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it was so easy
yeah.
to even just give like,
yeah, you can give out, money, a, you like so give easy. Out a code or you send out a link and it's like, hey, you know, maybe you're fully stocked on clothes and diapers and you're like, we don't want any extra crap around the house. We don't want extra clothes or toys. You know, we have this bank account set up, send that out to everybody. Hey, if you want to give us, you don't have to give us a gift, but if you want to get us a gift, this is going straight towards college education in the future. Here's the link for it.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate it. We, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
You're still going to get a bunch of crap, I'm sure. Clothes and toys.
That's
and all
inevitable.
That.
But I feel like grandparents, at least my mom, I went to dinner with my mom last night and she made a comment about, she asked if we were going to open some kind of an account for the baby
yeah.
and she recommended the 529. And
yeah.
So that's the plan. And she said, please do that. Like that is smart for your child's future. And eventually, yeah, people don't want to get you toys. They just want to give you a gift of money.
Yeah. And you have the option of doing like lump sum
contributions
or just set up an automatic monthly.
Oh, you can do a monthly thing,
which is what we do.
Okay.
That's
something we'll have to look at.
Then you don't have to like think about it. It just kind of happens.
Comes out of your background.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right. Wow, man, we covered a lot today. So as we know, you know, expenses, for having a baby, it kind of depends on your budget, depends on what you're working with, your resources, but we give you some good ideas of what things could be implemented into your expense list, things to think about before you're about to have a baby. And then also long term, you know, so thinking about the short term and the long term, the 529, what was the name of the other one?
UGMA or
UGMA
or UTMA.
One of those.
They're two different types,
okay.
but
but
two,
you'd pick
two different
one
options,
or the other,
correct?
Right? Okay. Right. Yeah. So there you go. Any last words before we sign off here?
No, nothing? I think that was helpful to go through for sure.
Cool. What did you think of the whiskey?
Oh, it was really good.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Michter's this is my first Michter's experience, and the small batch was quite tasty. It's easy. It's smooth. And,
I'd drink it again.
I absolutely, and I'm probably going to today. So.
I'm hoping the next podcast I'm on, I will be having a glass of wine on Wine Wednesday is what I'm going to call it.
That is going to be great.
Hopefully soon.
Yeah, look forward to that. Cool. Well, hey, thanks for joining us today. Thank you too for joining me as Bill and Adam are MIA. No, just kidding. Adam's out of town bartending and Bill's being super dad. So appreciate you jumping on. If you got any questions or anything, again, we're not financial advisors, but we can provide you some of the sources that we have found. That's all we can do. So you can shoot us a message on Instagram at bottles.n.bottles. You can also find us on YouTube. As always, bottles up.